Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Santa's First Christmas. That's right. The very first Christmas that Santa Claus got to have. What is that all about? Santa's always been Christmas. Well, I don't know. Let's find out, shall we? Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready to discover what this story's about? Santa's First Christmas was written by Mac Barnett and Sydney Smith, and it is read today by Mommy and
Chicken.
Chicken? Are you ready? Bark, bark. Here we go. In the old days, Santa didn't have Christmas. All year, he made toys at the North Pole, which he loaded up in his sleigh each Christmas Eve and then flew all over the world to place under trees. And when he got home, he slept. And when he woke up Christmas morning, he went back to work. That's it.
That's it?
Asked a bear who lived in North Pole and was just passing by on his way to his cave.
Santa doesn't do anything special?
He sleeps in,
said the elves,
an extra half hour.
The bear frowned.
Look, I love to sleep, but still, it's Christmas.
The elves were embarrassed.
Oh, we should do something special for Santa,
they said. Well, yes, I concur, elves. Pull it together, guys. And then they did. Oh, see, something happened. When Santa woke that morning, the elves brought him breakfast in bed.
What's all this?
Santa asked.
It's Christmas,
they said.
Merry Christmas.
Santa smiled.
Thank you, he said. Looks delicious. Merry Christmas.
But when he finished his donuts, he put on his suit and picked up his tools.
Wait,
said the elves.
We have to go pick out a tree.
For who?
Santa asked.
For you,
the elves said.
For what?
Santa asked.
For Christmas.
Santa set down his hammer.
Well, that sounds nice.
In the forest, Santa pointed to a handsome spruce. Do you know what a spruce is? Yeah, it's a type of tree. It's a type of fir tree. Big and fluffy. It's usually the kind of tree that you see at Christmas trees. It's a Christmas tree.
It's big,
said an elf.
It sure is,
Santa said.
It's just,
said the elf.
I think it's too big to fit in your house.
Oh, it'll fit,
Santa said. But as it turns out from the pictures, we can see that once they've chopped the tree down, does it fit in his house?
No.
Not even a little bit, right?
Yeah.
It's 3/4 of the tree are sticking out the back of the house. But somehow or another, they got the tree in. They must have chopped it down a little bit more, don't you think? Yeah. And they trimmed it with tinsel and candy canes and glass balls and pigs made out of gingerbread. Why pigs? Do you have any idea why they would have made pig gingerbread pigs?
I don't know
either, but I like it.
It's beautiful,
Santa said.
Stockings next,
said the elves, and they produced a long, woolly stocking that bore Santa's name. What does it mean to bear something? When we say that it bore Santa's name, what we're really saying is that it had Santa's name on it. It's something that has been put upon something else. For example, if I would like you to carry my water over here to me, I would say that you have borne my water bottle to me. How about that? Santa fastened his stocking to the mantle with care, and then he put up the elves since they couldn't reach very high. And when he was done, he fetched wood and lit a warm fire.
This is fun, Santa said. What now?
And they strung the North Pole with colorful lights, and then they counted.
1, 2, 3.
And in the picture, we get to see... Ready? We get to see it go from dark, just with starlight, dark North Pole, to...
Wham!
Bright, shiny, sparkly North Pole with shining lights of various colors. It looks like a winter wonderland. In the kitchen, the elves mixed up flour and sugar and eggs in a huge bowl. They gave Santa the spoon to lick while they rolled out the dough, which they cut into fancy shapes. I wonder if they made pigs, because they had the pigs earlier. Well, anyways. But when the cookies came out of the oven, Santa was allowed only one.
You have to save them,
said the elves.
To leave out with some milk for you know who.
But,
Santa said. The elves looked at him sternly. Wait a minute. Who are they leaving these cookies out for? What's going on here? And when they caught Santa putting his fingers in the icing, they asked him to go into another room. So Santa found a warm spot in a chair by the fire where several elves had gathered to tell ghost stories and read poems out loud. And when it was Santa's turn, he picked up a fat book bound in brown leather.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
Santa set the book down on his knee and smiled.
Ha ha, I really do laugh like that, he said,
and then he did. The door flew open. A flurry of snow flew in, and someone with a beard, dressed in red, with a sack full of gifts, bounded into the room, roaring,
Ho, ho, ho!
Santa could tell who it was, but he didn't say. The first gift was for Santa, from one of the elves. The rest of the gifts were for Santa, too.
I love them,
Santa said.
I love them all.
And do you want to know what the elves gave him? This is the funniest part of all.
What did they give him? Fishing rods?
They gave him fishing rods.
What the?
I guess they expect Santa to do quite a bit of fishing, because they all gave him fishing rods. Then the bearded someone in red loaded up all the stockings with black licorice, and red apples, and socks rolled into balls. Although black licorice, But there was no time for candy or fruit or trying on socks, for the table was set with mince pies and pudding and biscuits and roasts and Brussels sprouts and gravies and horseradish sauce and sparkling crystal glasses filled with spiced cider and a Yule log and poached pears and cotton candy or candy canes and several pies, and a ginger stout cake powdered with sugar 6 layers high. What? What a feast.
What the?
It's beautiful, isn't it? Santa's eyes crinkled a little and twinkled a little, and in the light of the candles, the elves were certain that Santa's eyes glistened a little.
Merry Christmas,
he said.
Merry Christmas!
They cried, and they ate food and sang carols all through the night. Santa said,
We should do this every year!
And now, they do. Right?
And that is
mm-hmm.
the